So just kind of if you can open up with just kind of general thoughts about the game.
I thought like it was a really solid like first kind of three quarters. I think that we were really disciplined in terms of what our game plan was. I thought just across the board, I was proud of kind of offensively, I think just all of the different people that we had being able to kind of produce. And I thought that as UNH kind of changed things defensively, I thought we responded really well. I think for us, I think it's just kind of taking care of business and being able to play a full four quarters. But I thought top to bottom, there were a lot of really good positives coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. And handful of kind of firsts tonight. Leah with her first career goals, Riley Walsh, first career goal. Natalie Iosa, first career start. Just kind of what do you think from them tonight?
Yeah, I think, I mean, all of them have been just incredibly impactful. I think Natalie's really stepped up into a challenging position, I think, just previously having backed up Riley. And so I think for her, I think just like the confidence that she gives the defense, I think she did a really good job. And I think the same thing, both Riley Walsh and Leah have been incredibly impactful for the team. I think Leah's really stepped up on the draw as well. And so I think that it's been good to see just kind of how well-rounded and how they've developed even just in our second game.
Mm-hmm. And as far as like the, you know, kind of game progression itself, similar story to, you know, the weekend of kind of back and forth through the first quarter, and then you guys just kind of start to pull away. Just kind of what's kind of been the commonality between, you know, your first two games and kind of having that happen?
Yeah, I think with the quarters in general, I think that you are kind of, it's a little bit different than halves, where I think with the quarters, you're settling in the first quarter to kind of get a sense of how are they playing, what are they playing early in the season. I think you only have some fall film, so I think that it's definitely just getting a sense of what's working for us, how are we finding opportunities offensively. I thought we rushed a few things in the first quarter, so then we just kind of offensively talked about slowing it down, getting organized, kind of having a plan, and I think defensively just getting to matchup. So I think just in general, the first quarter kind of gives you a little bit of a taste. And then I think as you settle in the second and the third quarter, I think we were able to kind of make some good adjustments with things.
Mm-hmm. And then the fourth quarter, especially kind of the last 5 minutes, just kind of, what happened there?
Yeah, I think we got something to talk about for Iona, which is what I said to the captains. But I think for us, I think we got undisciplined. I think we got away from what had worked kind of in those first three quarters. I think our goal was to not put UNH on the line. And I think a lot of those goals were scored off of 8 meters. So I do think that we got undisciplined. I think we got away from kind of winning possession of the draw. So like I said, I think we have a really quick turnaround to Saturday. So always good as a coach to have things to work mm-hmm. on.
And if you could just speak a little bit to Ellie Stevenson's scorching hot start to the year, 10 goals, 2 games, just kind of, you know, what have you liked from her game so far?
Yeah, I think Ellie's I think one of the biggest things I'm so proud of is I think she really embraced kind of developing and learning as a freshman. And I think that she's worked a ton on kind of her skill work. And I think you see that evident through her shooting, through her dodging. And so I think for her, I think she's really found some great opportunities. And I think just her versatility, I think being able to kind of shoot from the outside, to be able to dodge. She fed today, she finished on the inside. So I think that for her, I think she's really just scratching the surface and continuing to learn kind of how she can be successful.
Yeah. And lastly, just kind of Ellie's been a big part of it, but this year's offense just seems a lot more dynamic than, you know, last year's, and then even more so 2 years ago, the offense. Just kind of, what do you think the main differences are between kind of last year's offense and this year's offense?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot more speed. I think that that's something that we do have really good speed with Hannah Tillier, with Reagan Bailey, with Ellie, and then in our midfield. I think our midfield is fundamentally really strong. So I think that that's been good. I think that overall, I think that this has been one of the most connected offensive groups. I think that they get on the same page, they're organized, they're really starting to understand how to read one another, which I think just helps with chemistry and flow and communication. So I think that they really are kind of really becoming a cohesive group, which I think helps overall.
Yeah.